Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, it looks like Courtney Love is the latest celebrity to jump into the audio game.
Great.
With a show, I know, with a show called Courtney Loves Women, which she is currently out promoting.
Listen, this space is crowded.
It is crowded. And honestly, like, have some respect. We were so gracious to cover her on Even the Rich, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I know. But, you know, who knows? Maybe she's not competition. Because in a new interview to get the word out about her new show, she rips into some of music's true queens, including Lana Del Rey, Taylor Swift, Beyonce. And Courtney does not hold back.
She never does. Uh-uh. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, April 17th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's one of Arisha's favorite songs.
Shut up. Don't you dare.
Oh, make me over. Okay. But that's Courtney Love and her band Hole singing 1998 Celebrity Skin. They definitely helped shape the grunge alt-rock sound back then. Mm-hmm. And because of that, Courtney became a star. That and the fact that she was married to Kurt Cobain, who was a massive star with Nirvana.
Yeah. A lot of people like to remind us of that in the comments of all the posts about Courtney lately.
Yeah. So now a few decades later, she's not really the rock star that she once was, but she is working on a new solo album, which is her first in 20 years. Mm-hmm. And she's also got a new series on BBC Radio 6 called Courtney Loves Women, where she talks about different female artists and how they've influenced her musically and personally. And in a new interview with the UK Evening Standard, Courtney promotes the series, but she also takes shots at some of music's biggest female stars. And things do kind of start off on a positive note. And she says that it's great that there are so many successful women in the music industry. But then she says a lot of them are becoming a cliche.
Yeah, this interview gave Shakira vibes of like how she was I'm all about like women and empowerment. Yeah. And then she's like, this movie was emasculating. Like, well, which is it?
Yeah, pick a lane.
Yeah. But Courtney in her interview goes on to say, now, every successful woman is cloned, so there is just too much music. They're all the same. If you play something on Spotify, you get bombarded with a lot of stuff that's exactly the same. And to that I say, not exactly the same.
Well,
you get bombarded with stuff that you like. Yeah,
because
it's like, if I like this song, I'll constantly look for music on Spotify that's similar to Jewel's songs because I love Jewel, and that's what I want. That's what I'm seeking.
Jewel did dodge a bullet in this interview. She was not brought up at all, so you're safe.
I know. You don't talk about Jewel, okay?
Also, you know what there is also too much of? podcasts and radio series.
I know. I can't wait for the Standard to reach out to us for comment because I'm coming for them.
I can't either. Yeah.
But so in this interview, Courtney doesn't stop there. She goes on to name names. First up, she goes after Beyonce and her new album, Cowboy Carter, which Brooke and I famously listened to at our sleepover.
Yes.
Great album.
I'm sorry. You don't say that. You don't come for that. Cowboy Carter. Don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, on the positive side, Courtney says she likes the concept of the album because it's about Black women going into spaces where previously only white women have been allowed. But then she says, I just don't like her music. And it's like, did no one learn that whole thing where if you don't have anything nice to say, you don't have to say anything at all?
Nah. Courtney loved that out there. She may have learned it, but she didn't care about learning it. She's like, I don't, that's stupid.
Yeah. And you know what? We all are entitled to our opinions. She seems to be a little bit in the minority because Beyonce's album is pretty critically acclaimed and massively successful.
Yeah.
And it's only been out for a month at this point.
This album is single-handedly responsible for me finally joining the Beehive. So
this album is the first time I've ever listened to a whole album in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I never listen to albums because I don't, I know this is going to contradict it. I don't like the same music over and over from the same person.
Yeah.
But this time, there was such a mix of different types of songs.
Say, yeah, that's the thing.
Which is like, why wouldn't Courtney like that? She was just complaining that they all sound the same. So which is it? A lot of contradictions in this article or interview.
She probably hasn't listened to the whole album, let's be honest.
I know. But it doesn't end with Beyonce. No. Courtney also comes for Taylor Swift. She says Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist.
Those are such contradictory things to say.
Everything she said was contradictory.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever. I'll let the Swifties speak on that one because they're mad.
Yeah, of course.
And then, you know, she mentioned Madonna. And speaking of the real Madonna, Courtney chimed in on her too. She does keep her assessment of Madonna brief. She says, I don't like her and she doesn't like me.
Yeah, this is like one of the famous feuds in music. You know, we all know that they don't like each other.
Which we were going to cover on our feud podcast whenever that gets started.
Well, they already started it.
I know. I know.
That's all right. That's okay. We've got others. So it's probably safe to say that Courtney is not a Swiftie or a member of the Beehive. Mm-mm. But on the flip side, Courtney does praise a few other female artists. In the interview, she gives a lot of love to musical icons like Patti Smith, Nina Simone, PJ Harvey, and Joni Mitchell, who she says helped shape her as a musician. And she does give some props to Lana Del Rey, but this is, of course, Courtney Love we're talking about. So even her feelings about Lana are mixed. And the two do have history. Back in 2015, Courtney joined Lana Del Rey for 8 shows on her Endless Summer tour.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because she also did kind of dig at Joni Mitchell, too. Like, almost everyone that she praised, she was like, with Joni Mitchell, she was like, except for that experimental shit. Like, she's just...
Yeah, exactly.
Has to say something mean about everyone. I don't get it.
I know. So people are allowed to experiment, and you're allowed not to like it, but like you don't have to go out of your way to...
I know. It's like, you can just be like, I'm not a fan. That's it. It's not my cup of tea. That's it. Like, you don't have to drag people for stuff you don't agree with or you don't like.
Yeah.
But in Courtney's interview with The Standard, she calls herself a fan of Lana Del Rey's music. So much so, she says that she needed to take a break from listening to her music while she recorded her own album because Lana's sound was starting to influence hers too much. But then Courtney's opinion of Lana's music changed last fall after Lana released a cover of the John Denver song Take Me Home Country Roads.
Uh-huh.
Which I love that song. And I love Lana's take.
Oh, okay.
I love both versions. That's just such a fun song for me. And I don't usually like music like that.
I don't know if I've heard Lana's version.
I think it's a real treat.
I'll have to listen.
But Courtney says up until Take Me Home Country Roads, she thought that Lana was great. So I guess
she's dead
to her. I hate her and I never want to see her
done. She made one song I didn't like, took all my posters down.
It takes very little. But the timing of Courtney's comments about Lana is interesting because on the latest episode of Courtney's series, she had nothing but praise for Lana as a person and as an artist. Courtney actually talks about how Lana stepped up big time as a friend to help her when she was detoxing from Xanax.
Lana Del Rey really, really helped save me. She got me here. I was in a very toxic place, and she did real friend things, like real life friend things, to help get me the hell out of the hell that I was living in.
So maybe the thing is that musically, after the John Denver cover, she wasn't that into it, but she still loves and respects her as a friend and a person.
Yeah.
Is that the takeaway?
I just can't imagine, even if I didn't like music that a friend put out.
Yeah.
I can't imagine shitting on it if it's a friend
of mine.
Oh,
God, no.
Like, that just feels shitty.
Not publicly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll text you and be like, oh, my God. But publicly, it just seems like, why? What's the point of that?
Yeah. So in the Standard interview, Courtney doesn't just share her opinions on women. She also criticizes the male-dominated music industry. And she has some choice words for Jan Wenner in particular. So he's one of the founders of Rolling Stone magazine. And until last year, Wenner was also on the board of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he was kicked off after he made sexist and racist comments about some of the industry's top musicians. And Courtney calls the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a joke and says Jan Wenner should be put out to pasture. He's allowed to say that Black people and women weren't intellectual enough to be included in his book of rock and roll masters. Eat me, you fuck.
Which
I do love.
For the first time this episode, I would get that on a shirt.
Get it on a shirt ASAP.
Courtney also says that when she was first starting off in music, she realized Hollywood was like the rest of the music industry, run by men. So I didn't accept it. I said, fuck you. Producers, critics, musicians, all men. I don't think so. Women are still marginalized in this industry, even though they're more successful.
And even though they're clones.
Like the women you're tearing down in this interview.
Yeah.
But with her show, Courtney says she's trying to redeem some of the women who have been treated badly by the male-dominated music industry.
She's which like, is just, it's a time that a woman cuts down other women. And
I know.
Not these
it's like,
men.
Is that what she's like, I'm sick of men talking trash about women. I'm going to take the reins here. Women, you suck.
So Arisha, on one hand, Courtney's series is supposed to prop up female music colleagues, but she's also kind of tearing them down. So what do you think about all this? Is it just good PR? Because we're all talking about
it. I mean, I'm sure to an extent, but I find it very interesting, and maybe this is just the editor in me, that it's Courtney Love apostrophe S women as if she's possessing these women versus Courtney Loves, like, the verb women.
Yeah.
And I just think she needs to chill. I don't... And I'm not a fan of her. I know we covered her on Even the Rich. And even then I was like,
yeah.
And we try really hard to come from a position of, like, you know, empowering people, especially that are dragged in media and misappropriately described or maligned or whatever. But I just feel like she is determined to just be a villain.
Oh, God. Like, yeah.
And it's like, if this is what you want, fine. I don't appreciate it. I think this is shitty. I think you can say a lot of the things you said here without bringing people down.
Yeah.
And it's like she purposefully went to, like, some of the biggest names,
of course,
women names. Like, she didn't name a bunch of male artists she's mad at.
I know.
So it's like, why are you just dragging women?
Yeah, there's so many male artists to be pissed at for so many reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what she's saying about, like, pop in general becoming, like, this... I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. I don't care. But, like, I think Courtney has said many times, she's like, I'm just a bitch and I don't want people, I don't care if people like me. And I guess that's fine.
I mean,
I don't
but
know.
But then it's like, that's fine. That's, you know, I'm not going to sit down to dinner with you. But I just feel like she's mean for no reason. And she's saying these things just to elicit reactions, and she's getting what she wants.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why she chose to go after Taylor Swift and Beyonce.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
She knew it would get a reaction. And
yeah. She's not going to go after Kanye. Everyone's going to be like, yep, exactly.
We agree. Good luck on the series.
She's like, I'm unsuccessful if people agree with me, so.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear this solo album, though. She better hope after this that it's so original, no one's ever heard anything like it.
I hope that Spotify recommends
Taylor Swift and Beyonce.
If you listen to Courtney's album.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
That's the kind of pettiness I live for.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
We're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.